Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
On April 7th, 1939, in Detroit, Michigan, Francis Ford Coppola was born. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
1939 was a momentous year and a momentous century. World War would come on the 1st of September when Adolf Hitler invaded Poland. This episode of Reflections of History, though, is about a quieter event from 1939, the birth on April 7th of Francis Ford Coppola, the film director whose canon of work has suffused and shaped so much of our culture. From co-writing Patton, the George C. Scott movie that Richard Nixon loved, to the Godfather trilogy, to Apocalypse Now, his landmark take on Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness set in Vietnam, Coppola is an architect of how many of us see the world. The Godfather films, drawn from Mario Puzo, have become part of the American vernacular. Lines from the epic swirl through everyday life. This is the business we've chosen. Leave the gun, take the cannoli. Bada bing. And of course, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. Coppola told the Guardian newspaper that life is a great screenwriter. What his movies give us is life, in its tragedy, its hypocrisies, its moments of love, and its hours of twilight. Born in Detroit, raised in Queens and on Long Island, Coppola wandered into the movie business. As he recalled in an interview with the Directors Guild of America, "Around my third year at Hofstra, I was walking on campus one afternoon and passed by this building called the Little Theater. There was a sign that said, 'Today at 4:30, Sergei Eisenstein's October, or 10 days that shook the world.' I had nothing better to do, so I just stayed there and saw it. And when it was over, I was so knocked out by the film that I just said, 'Well, I'm going to make movies.' Up till then, I was pretty much one of the star theater students, and I was hoping to go to Yale Graduate Drama School. But that afternoon, I decided that I wasn't." The power of The Godfather is such that it's been reported that mafia figures themselves only started talking like the characters in the films after the movies were made. Here is Coppola again from the Directors Guild interview. "When I took the job, I spent 6 weeks or so just analyzing the novel. I created what we call in the theater a prompt book, where I literally dissected the novel and tried to find the core of every scene. I ended up concluding that it was the classic drama of a father and several sons. It could have been a Shakespearean play. Out of that study, I came up with the idea that I would do the film in a very classical way. It would exist in extreme levels of darkness and light. The Don Corleone would be in his den in this kind of black ambience, and it would be intercut with the wedding outside, which would be bright, that the camera would rarely move, and instead the actors would move within the fixed frame, like a picture frame almost. In a conversation with Smithsonian Magazine's Megan Gambino, the author Tom Santapietro observed, "The film changed Hollywood because it finally changed the way Italians were depicted on film. It made Italians seem like more than fully realized people and not stereotypes."
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It was a film in Hollywood made by Italians about Italians. Previously, it had not been Italians making the mobster films featuring Italian gangsters. Santapietro's book was entitled The Godfather Effect, an effect that unfolds still. Happy birthday, Mr. Coppola. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Paige Heimson, Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Research assistance by Sarah Jean Caver. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.